You're listening to 90.3 KEXP online all over the world at kexp.org. This is Audio Oasis, the Northwest Music Show. My name is Charlize. I am your host, and it's now time for live music by Mazer on KEXP. Listening to live music by Mazer on KEXP.
This song goes out to my friends in my homeland.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to live music by Mazer here on Audio Oasis on KEXP. You just heard an unreleased track called Mania. Mm-hmm. Did I do that right?
Yeah, okay. Great job.
Because now I'm speaking Hebrew.
You are.
And I guess I have been with saying the name Mazer as well.
Well, the whole band is kind of learning it.
Yeah.
Don't want to this day.
Is it complicated? Is that why?
For Americans, definitely. Because it's opposite, you know, and a lot of... and all this syllable.
One of the things that I recently learned that I can't do is I can't make my tongue go, you know?
You can do it. Charlize, I believe in you. You can do it. We'll work on it after.
The only thing I can do is I can make a meat taco.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And the other song that you guys performed was California Sees You, and that's from the Dreams EP.
Yeah.
That I've been playing on Audio Oasis.
Yeah, you were the first one. Yeah.
Cool.
Debuted and thank you for the support.
Of course. And so, Stitch, you are from Tel Aviv.
Yes.
And
born and raised.
When did you move here? 10 years ago?
Yeah, it's a little more than that now.
I was thinking that the interview that I read, I didn't check the date, and it said 10 years ago.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess it's a year ago. But, I didn't move here. I just came to play music. And it just, you know, just once I started, I couldn't leave.
Yeah.
Especially Seattle. I found it very accommodating to music and different kind of music, the one we bring. But, I like it here, and I really want to think of the whole world as, you know, as a musician, where you can go and play.
Mm-hmm.
But all these guys live right here, so.
So what do you mean by different kind of music? From being from Tel Aviv, or?
Yeah, I mean, growing up over there, you especially when I grew up, there's no internet back then too, but. It was very limited amount of music from the U.S. and England, and a lot of local stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It has that tone, and I don't even notice it. But people tell me, "Oh, it sounds like that." Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But also mixing that, what I bring with what Joseph, Katie, and Emilio bring, which is born and raised here.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear the sound. I mean, I don't think.
Yeah, definitely.
It has its own way of taking people inside and having them dance to it without even knowing what the hell it means.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you came here to play music. Were you like in a band? Did a band like recruit you to come over?
No, we basically were a band in Tel Aviv.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know, we did the scene there, and you know, we got signed to the record, and like, no, that's not it.
What was the band?
It's called Mother's Anger.
Okay.
Mother's Anger. And this band is kind of the next level of that band. Joseph was also in Mother's Anger.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do much of the Hebrew stuff like we just did. I didn't think it'll be something people want to hear, but this guy's like, oh yeah, you should do that.
I mean, it sounds cool. That last song was really, really cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's really, I wish you could understand what it means as well, because there's problems in the world generally and here and in Israel. So
yeah,
we do what we can.
Yeah, well, bringing music over here and incorporating the language into it is really great.
Yeah, it's important to bring the world together in times like this.
Yeah.
Instead of apart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like meditation for a second. You forget, you know, for a little while. But, I like that.
Yeah, the inner child in all of us would just want to love and be friends with everybody.
You know? Yeah. And so how did you all meet Katie?
Should you tell that story?
Mutual friends in the music scene, probably 4 or 5 years ago now, I think. And actually, Mother's Anger played. My dad was really sick at the time. He needed a liver transplant. And I hardly knew them. Stitch had actually just moved to L.A. And he flew back up for the show. And I was kind of amazed that these dudes that I didn't even know would, you know, do something like that for somebody. So I think our deeper friendship started there about 4 years ago.
And you were singing in another band.
Mm-hmm. I was singing with Mindy Lind.
Mm-hmm. And then how did Mazer become to be?
Stitch sent me a Facebook message.
Yeah, well, what happened, we toured the world with Mother Zanger and then with Rainwolf. And that had a big pause a couple years ago. So we were back home and had the time to rebuild or start a new band. So basically got locked in a home studio and just wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote. And we had that space and we needed somebody to fill it. That's the girl. and awesome. I never heard her sing, but we were kind of friends by that point.
We hadn't really talked in like 2 years though. We'd kind of
I took a risk.
Totally.
But she's
just going to be in a band.
She's just the first day we played together. We already knew this is going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is great.
It's, you know, we're keeping it together.
Yeah.
That's already an achievement in the band.
Yeah. So do you live in LA?
Yep.
And the rest of you guys live here in Seattle.
Yeah. I lived here for about 5 years, but Rain won. Even though I always joked that...
Wait, Rain won or Rain Wolf won?
Well, Rain Wolf was touring the whole... So it doesn't really...
Because he moved too, right?
The actual rain in the sky.
Well, I mean, when you tour that much, it almost doesn't matter where you live.
Yeah.
Because you just tour all the time.
Right, so you don't really have a home. You're just kind of everywhere.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So, there's advantages to LA. And I love Seattle. I lived here. And, you know, like I said earlier, it's... you want to live everywhere. You just be here and be there. Just, I don't want to have a place, but you have to have a place. So that, for me, it's LA, and you know, they come down.
We're still trying to pull them back here.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was joking.
It doesn't rain that much.
That's when global warming hit and Seattle becomes
this is where you want to be now.
Yeah, it's kind of happening. It seems like. Right?
Don't tell anybody. Don't put that part on.
I can say that like the whole month of August, I think, the whole month of August, it didn't rain.
Yeah,
I think
you're
sure.
Right.
I think it didn't rain since March or barely. Every time I'm here for a week or so, it's the whole nice and sunny. So
maybe we need you here.
Maybe,
to
see?
Keep the sun here.
Yeah, I'd love to be here.
So you have the Dreams EP, and so you guys have been together for about like 4 or 5 years, and you have this EP.
No, we know each other for 4 or 5 years.
This, oh, okay.
This band is
okay.
Only a...
Mazer will be 2 in March.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have the EP. Mm-hmm. And you guys have been, I mean, you're in LA and everybody else is in Seattle. What is the recording and writing process like?
Well, the writing is keep on happening. We just wrote this new piece for the show that we have, a Maysville Festival. And we have a lot of songs. We just need the time to record them and go into the studio. And that's kind of the challenge that I think us and other musicians face. To have the funds to go in the studio and have the time and get the support from the fans to be able to continue doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody hear this. Please buy a t-shirt or something.
But that leads me to, I read somewhere that when you guys make a profit, you guys donate it to your friends who play music?
Yeah.
When we make a profit.
Yeah, I mean, it's more of it's a concept.
Did I say that wrong? Or did I read that wrong? Because I read that
guys,
like, give money to other artists who are in music, or who play.
The idea is this. The band name in Hebrew, you would say Maaser. It's called Maaser in English.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a biblical concept of donating 10% from your profits. Back in the day, it used to be the widows and poor. Or I don't know what, but that's something that I think if people will do today, will create a much better world, especially the wealthy people, because it's like a monopoly game where just whoever won is already won. There's no way for other people to reach that. So we need more of the social, I don't want to say, you know, it's justice.
Taking care of each other.
Yeah, being more giving.
Yeah.
Well, just have that caring, you know, because we're all
giving and caring
all together in this world, and we can do it. There's enough in the world for everybody to be sustainable living and all that.
I agree. I don't know if everyone else agrees in the world.
That's our challenge, and that's what we can do as musicians: or write songs about it and sing about it and talk about
it. Yeah, spreading the word.
Mm.
And that's something that we want to do, like the donation, is just to show.
Yeah,
that
it's wonderful
doing it.
Yeah, it was really
hopefully
nice when
other people follow. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted you guys to explain that because I thought it was really interesting. It's not something that I come across very often. I don't think anyone does.
Yeah.
And especially like as a band, bands don't make that much money.
No.
Well, that's the hopes, you know. If we don't make it, they don't.
Yeah, that's the idea.
But if we will, we'll definitely send.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah. Cool.
It'll be fun because it's so much fun to be able to do that, you know?
Yeah, or give to music cares or people who save people and
funding art around
totally.
The world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And especially our friends and family who make it so they can keep on making it.
Yeah. Right.
It's a community.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you guys have two more songs.
I do.
Love to hear them. Mazer, live on KEXP.
Up. Thank you.
totally one of those epic songs that has a false ending. So everyone starts clapping and then they're like, oh, it's not over.
It has a false beginning too, but we cut it out today.
The video team fell for it.
Full of tricks.
That's awesome. You guys have one more.
One more song.
I had to interject in there. Speaking of making a profit so that you guys can, Katie, you do the art.
I do, yeah.
It's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. The drum kick.
The kick
drum.
Yeah,
I just finished that this week.
That is so awesome.
Thank you.
I really like that.
Thanks.
So do you guys... Do you put that's on t-shirts and
yeah, I do. Stuff? I think I've done all the t-shirts. I've done some for most of the art, the album art. Well, that was a collaboration, but most of the posters.
Cool.
And I've done another kick drum head for another local band and some t-shirts.
What other band?
Evening Bell.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's pretty...
It's nice to do it in-house.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
Just like, need a poster? Done. Got it.
Yeah. In-house design work.
Yeah.
Well, we actually, shout out to a few friends that have been helping us out. Ryan Jorgensen, Warren, Carl, and Eric, and David, West. Seattle's scene is so supportive for bands, you know. So just want to thank them and all the other people. We're in part of our crew, Lee. And, just fun to feel that support, you know, because we all struggle, you know, to do this and continue doing this.
So yeah.
Definitely. And the KXP, our support has been unreal. I mean, it just give us such a strong wind in our back to keep on going.
We just like to play good music.
We like to play good music. Good combination.
It works.
Good. Well, awesome. Kind of good.
So that song was called Dancing Mice, also unreleased.
Yes.
And you guys have one more.
Yes.
Yeah, we hope to get another release by next year. So it's a challenge to do it, but...
Next year is not far away, so that's exciting.
I know. Work.
Just like Rihanna says.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You're just speaking Joe's Rihanna language song. Now.
That's one of my favorite songs.
It's one of our van songs.
Oh, yeah.
Gets us pumped up.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
We don't all love it.
You should watch the video, too. It's great.
Oh, Rain. I haven't seen it.
Oh, watch the video.
I bet. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what we're doing later.
Yeah.
All right. You guys have one more. Amazing live on KEXP.
Your toes and it shivers your heart out.
You just heard another unreleased song by Mazer here on Audio Oasis on KEXP. It's called Decisions. And that's okay. So, new album, hopefully next year, but closer to, or, well, you guys have another show in October.
Here, right close to KEXP, yeah, at the Vera Project.
Right next door.
October 22nd with Yonatan Gat from the legendary band Monotonics, also from Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
And he's great. It's going to be an amazing show. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's really
exciting.
On tour
from New York City. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you guys so much for coming here. This is really, really great. Yep. You've been listening to live music by Mazer here on Audio Oasis 90.3 KEXP Seattle.